Leandria stepped back. She knew this derogatory term for the upper caste, but she'd never been called one to her face. Begya? He glared at her, his face all bones and angles.
"You aren't welcome here,"
he growled, his voice low and rumbling with anger. She flicked her eyes toward his left breast. Ward 17,362, Bedford. Wards were raised by the state. Had he been abandoned? Orphaned? Maybe his parents were in the grid. Whatever the case, wards were one step away from crims. Her heartbeat sped up, and she fought to steady her voice.
"I didn't ask your opinion."
Her comm tapped her wrist, a voice whispering in her ear. Heart rate elevated.
"Up there."
He pointed toward the skies.
"I've to be polite. I've to do what you birds say. But down here is my domain. Go play in your own cage."
She sucked in a breath. How dare he speak to her like that? But he was more than a little right. She'd come here to meet Prol, to understand them. But she had no right to assume she'd be welcomed with open arms. She needed him to know she was different.
"I don't believe in the castes."
The ward pushed air out of his nose, making a disgusted sound.
"Only thing worse than a canary is a self-righteous one."
The keep placed three tall glasses filled with pinkish liquid in front of her.
"Leave her,"
he warned the ward.
"I've every right,"
the ward snapped.
"Just leave her. She's scanty clady."
The ward made a strange huffing sound, looking her up and down.
"Nail it, might size trick. She scanty nicked. She fierce. Pro a pro, she fierce. Yell, fierce clady, no clam."
She didn't know exactly what they were saying, but she didn't need to be fluent in patois to get the gist.
"I harvest their food that I'm not allowed to eat,"
the ward said, switching back to common speech, which Leandria presumed was so he could be sure she understood.
"I massage their backs that I don't want to touch, so they can feel good. And then I have to fix their earth-shattering tech problems, like when their vid screen goes glitchy."
He turned and glared at her.
"I clam all day night. I nay clam nicked here."